Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown. I was walking down the beach today, just seeing people's homes just shattered, just blocks of cement thrown across their homes, windows shattered. You can't even get down the street. There's just piles and piles and streams of water coming through. We can't even get down the block, and we're about two blocks down from the evacuation zone. We were trying to walk over there last night, and you would not believe the amount of ocean water that has pushed through onto the shore, down blocks. It is down trees, power poles. People are just heartbroken here. I mean, this is our city. This is where we're from. This is our hometown. We know the beaches here, and there is, everything is different now, and we doubt anything will ever be the same again here.
There's a talk radio caller in New Jersey sharing his experience of the storm this week. Hurricane Sandy, number one, pushing the presidential race off the top spot, number one this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We are here to review the hot hits in talk radio for the week ending Friday, the 2nd of November. I'm Doug Steffen to run down the top 10 hits in the world of talk radio determined by the folks at talkers.com, which monitors talk radio programs all across the country, the hosts and the topics, that sort of thing. So let's begin our list.
Number 10,
the World Series being over.
Number 9,
Disney buying out George Lucas.
Number 8,
the Penn State sex scandal. If you can believe that's still in the hot, not number 10. Not
number 7.
10. Say that again, in the top 10. Number 7 is Iran.
Number 6,
Mr. Obama's proposal for a secretary of business.
Number 5,
the Benghazi attack investigation continues.
Number 4,
presidential race.
Number 3,
climate change and the controversy over that because of the storm.
Number 2,
Chris Christie's praise of President Obama.
Number 1,
and Hurricane Sandy, as you might expect, number 1 without any question, way beyond the focus. Even if you're not in the part of the country that was influenced by this, people talking about it and the things that go with it. So let's listen in as host Charlie Parker and Charity McCurdy talk to Rich Johnson about the destruction left behind in New Jersey.
Where is Tom's River?
Tom's River is inland about 10, 12 miles up from Seaside Heights and Point Pleasant, two of the communities hit hardest by the north side of the storm. Their boardwalks are gone. A lot of houses just washed away. Some of the houses upriver a bit washed into bridges and just leveled, not just damaged, but totally destroyed and missing in action.
And among other things taking place in a news conference, the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, has issued a mandatory water use restrictions for New Jersey, power outages straining the water treatment system. If you're going to shower, shower together and still don't shower for very long. No washing cars, no watering lawns. And most importantly, maybe don't ask him anything about politics right now.
Oh, yeah, exactly. He's on the job taking care of his state. And I think folks of all political stripes are praising him for it. The reward for that may be 4 years down the road, but don't tell him that either. He's making this happen, and that's what a governor and a president should do, and they're doing it.
Rich, with the photo of the president with his hand on Governor Christie's shoulder making the rounds, do you think the president is doing a good job of managing this disaster without looking like it's a photo op for his reelection campaign?
I think so. I mean, he's back on the trail, but stuff is well in hand from the throes, and I have a feeling he'll still get updates, and they'll still let us know that he's on that case as much as he can be as president. And farther down the road, you're going to see people talking about budget cuts, and eventually you're going to hear about Republican proposed cuts for things like FEMA. That would be in the budget. I'm sure somebody's pouring through Paul Ryan's budget right now, proposals, and seeing what he had in store for the Federal Emergency Management Agency. But actually, there's not much time to politicize it because the election's on Tuesday.
All right. So from that conversation, we go to radio host Ray Lytle. Here he talks about the comments that have been made by Mr. Romney during the primaries about getting rid of FEMA and how, as we just heard there a moment or two ago, some people are trying to spin it.
Let's listen to what was said.
What else, Governor Romney? You've been a chief executive of state. I was just in Joplin, Missouri. I've been in Mississippi and Louisiana and Tennessee and other communities dealing with whether it's the tornadoes, the flooding, and worse. FEMA's about to run out of money, and there are some people who say do it on a case-by-case basis, and some people who say, you know, maybe we're learning a lesson here that the state should take on more of this role. How do you deal with something like that?
Absolutely. Every time you have an occasion to take something from the federal government and send it back to the states, that's the right direction. And if you can go even further and send it back to the private sector, that's even better. Instead of thinking in the federal budget, what we should cut, we should ask ourselves the opposite question. What should we keep? We should take all of what we're doing at the federal level and say, what are the things we're doing that we don't have to do? And those things we've got to stop doing.
So, yeah. He's, I mean, and I've listened to this a few times. He does say that, yes, we shouldn't have FEMA. Now, what he doesn't say, and this is where people are getting confused, what he doesn't say is, well, we should just allow people to suffer and die and be in harm's way. Now, at no point does he say that we shouldn't help people or provide the services that FEMA provides. He's not saying that. He just, what he's discussing is how we pay for it. So, yeah, there's some people that are going to argue that's just semantics. But still, one of the things, and I think this is kind of unfair to Governor Romney. One of the things I've heard in the last 12 hours, 24 hours, is people saying, well, you see, he would just let people die. That's not what he's saying. He's not saying we should just let those in the storm's way suffer. At no point does he say we shouldn't help them. What he's talking about is how to pay for it.
It's exactly what he's saying, and the states should be in charge of what's going on in their state. That's what he's saying. It doesn't get spinned any other way with credibility. 800-510-8255. Okay, so that's a review of number one, Hurricane Sandy. Chris Christie and the praise he had for the president turned out to be number two this week, and we'll deal with that with audio from a number of programs in just a few moments here on The Countdown.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins. Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com about the top 10. We've covered number one, which is the hurricane. Number two, Mr. Christie, the governor of New Jersey, praising the president. Here's host Jeff Kuhner with thoughts about Chris Christie and what he's publicly done.
Chris Christie, the keynote speaker at the Republican National Convention, on Romney's short list to be his vice presidential candidate, has now, for the past 24 to 36 hours, essentially been involved in a public relations love fest with the dear leader, Barack Obama. They're inseparable. They're now touring the damage from Hurricane Sandy together. They're at each other's side. Obama is using Chris Christie as a photo op to present himself as a forceful commander-in-chief who's now essentially face down the Hurricane Sandy. And together, reaching out across the bipartisan aisle to a Republican governor like Chris Christie. And I'm asking myself, what is Chris Christie doing? He is essentially aiding and abetting the enemy. He is aiding and abetting Obama's re-election efforts. He's clearly being used by the dear leader to help Obama get re-elected in Tuesday. This is only politically benefiting Obama. He doesn't need to be doing this. He doesn't have to be seen in public, basically holding Obama's hand, walking around together, praising Obama, praising the dear leader. He would have gotten his $100 million in federal relief. He would have gotten his money.
All right, here are the ladies on The View with another tact regarding Mr. Christie.
Crazy stuff is happening. Republican New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has been a constant fixture on TV since the storm hit, as well he should be. And he's been in close contact with the President Obama, and the two really seem to have crossed party lines on their work on this
yeah.
insanity.
It's the political
together.
Love that dare not speak its name. These two should be running in slow motion towards each other. I love it.
I honestly, I was like neither here nor there. He gave a press conference. My kids are with me. And he said, kids, I know you're out of school. Do not be afraid. Your mom and dad are taking care of business. He was so strong through the storm. I had a # storm crush on Christie.
Okay,
like, right. You don't even know.
He's doing what he's supposed to be doing. Number one, he's the governor of New Jersey. That's his job. I'm going to give it to him because, you know, I'm not a fan.
Yeah, I know.
But I know that he is looking out for his state in a way that I felt he hasn't been in past times. And I'm thrilled to see this. And I'm thrilled to see that it's not about who's a Democrat and who's a Republican,
right,
but who's taking care of the business of the state.
You know,
that's what's important.
Following
up what you're saying, it is interesting because this has been an opportunity for Obama to show support and courage and leadership and so forth, but the polls haven't changed. You know, whatever the feelings that people have or whatever the worries about the economy and the unemployment figures are coming out tomorrow, the polls have, with all of this, the polls have not changed.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds.
Negotiating for your life.
Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse.
Disease prevention.
Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food. Defending your home and family. Surviving tornadoes. Water filtration and purification. Build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms? Nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes.
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze-Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Greg Stephan here as we review what the Hot 10, the top topics of the week are. Streaming live at DougStephan.com and lots of great radio stations all around the country discussing at the moment number 3, number 1, and number 2 we've taken care of pretty well. Other than perhaps our poll that's at DougStephan.com, it's the political focus, the robocalls that you're getting every day. I like that with number 4. Let's put number 3 up first, and that's the climate change controversy. A lot of callers. This has really driven the caller-oriented talk radio programs. And so let's sample two or three of these calls from various programs we've monitored, including Melissa in Georgia on climate change.
Since I was a child, and I'm 36 now, I've noticed that, to me, I'm for climate change because I noticed that it seems to me it's getting worse. I remember back in 2003, I was in Atlanta, Georgia, and we had a tremor, and I remember it hit the news that we haven't had one in 75 years. Well, since 2003, we've experienced quite a few tremors. And it's not on a scale as California, but it makes me wonder, will we ever get to that scale? So I'm definitely aware. I think there is climate change.
800-510-8255. By the way, in case you haven't heard it, Mayor Bloomberg of New York has decided to endorse President Obama, mostly because of the way he's handled Hurricane Sandy. In his endorsement, he discusses the issue of climate change and the reality or lack thereof that may have a face on one party or the other. So it's pretty interesting to note. Here is, speaking of Mayor Bloomberg, Shane in New York.
If we had changed to wind farms and solar, we can get more than enough energy, and we wouldn't be facing climate change. Climate change, these freak storms, they are part of climate change. I mean, we're going to get hit with a huge snowstorm this winter. I mean, I can almost tell you, ask the people that live in Little Ferry, New Jersey, 80% of the town is underwater. When has that happened? We had this storm last year. The exact same pattern. I don't think people get it.
800-510-8255. Joan in Maryland says the climate is always changing.
The problem with global warming is that the temperature of the Earth has not increased in 10 years. It's at a standstill. And it seems that the prognosis is that we're going into a cooling period because of the sunspots. And by the way, the change to climate change is meaningless because the climate has always changed. The Sahara Desert was once green, and Greenland was once green. So we have a problem in the science.
All right. Number four, the presidential race. Here's Ed Schultz talking about the fact that Mayor Bloomberg has endorsed the president.
New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg endorsed President Obama for re-election, citing climate change as a deciding factor. The mayor, an independent who refused to endorse either candidate in 2008, said in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy, the Obama administration's efforts to address environmental issues proved more important than ever. And he went on to say, when I step into the voting booth, I think about the world I want to leave my two daughters and the values that are required to guide us there. The two-party nominees for president offer different visions on where they want to lead America. One sees climate change as an urgent problem that threatens our planet. One does not. I want our president to place scientific evidence at risk management above electoral politics.
All right, so Mayor Bloomberg endorsing Mr. Obama. Obama's back on the road, and so is Mitt Romney this weekend. You'll see lots of that news, and you'll hear lots of discussion about it on talk radio programs. Let's move to number five in a few moments here on the Talk Countdown.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Research in Motion, the nice people who make the BlackBerry, had a good day on Wall Street. Shares were up over 9% on the news that RIM has shipped a development version of BlackBerry 10, its new operating system. Research in Motion now says that it's on track to release new devices based on the new BlackBerry 10 OS in the first quarter of next year. Wall Street got all excited about this, but I'm pretty sure it's too little too late. Corporate IT directors have not been sitting around waiting for BlackBerry to catch up. They've allowed workers to bring their own devices to work and have been happily integrating them into their enterprise systems. So, unless BlackBerry 10 makes Apple's iOS and Google's Android OS look like stone axes and bearskins, there's very little chance that BlackBerry will ever regain its former stature. Follow me on Twitter, at Shelley Palmer, or visit ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stebbins' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Tim Allen, Reba. I'm seeing stars here. Tonight, two big stars shine on the new ABC Comedy Friday, beginning with Tim Allen in the season premiere of Last Man Standing.
So how was your first time?
What? Oh, you meant voting.
What did you think I meant?
Then, Reba returns to television in the series premiere of Malibu Country.
I didn't know we had this house, Mom.
Neither did I.
Turns out your daddy had a lot of pretty things I didn't know about.
The new ABC Comedy Friday premieres tonight, 8, 7 Central.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
Okay, your 5% cash back program is a total hole-in-one. You guys are putting on a clinic. What's the new category?
Yeah, we're hitting on all cylinders. And only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online. It's like a cash back grand slam.
Whoa, time out. 5% on online shopping?
Yep.
That's a game changer.
Bullseye. Everywhere you shop online.
That's right in my wheelhouse. Sign me up.
Only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at Discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cash back on up to $1,500 in purchases online.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Starting this Saturday, November 3rd, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit, or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Burial Water Filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale starts this Saturday. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Follow us at DougStephan.com. The poll for the weekend at DougStephan.com has to do with a number... we've sort of put a lot of things together here. The hurricane has affected the presidential race to a point, although the polls aren't changing any, a more recognition, if you will, for President Obama. And is this the October surprise? Actually, here are host Jim Browdy and Marjorie Egan dealing with that question.
I'd say that Chris Christie is the October surprise. Would you agree?
I think it's clear that Chris Christie is smitten. I mean, I think it's clear. When you saw the pictures of them on the tarmac, and Barack Obama had his arm on the shoulder.
Really?
The rotund Chris
That's
Christie.
True.
And Chris Christie is looking up at the president with stars in his eyes.
Read from your column about the three calls that Christie talked about.
It was a magic moment, as you know. There were not one, not two, but three calls from the president to Chris Christie. Chris, it's Barack. And at first, Christie thinks,
Barack?
Exactly. Could it be the president calling me? But then they had a little chat, and then the second time, it was, Chris, me again. Barack. And then the third time, post-midnight, it was, Chris, sorry to call at midnight. Just wanted to know you got everything you need, man. I'm thinking of you.
You don't believe this. By the way, here's Christie.
Oh, man,
you
know, taking over the country.
A lot of people thought the MSNBC, the CNN, whatever, was aberrational the day before. It was all excited. Well, Obama shows up, all saw the images. Here's one of the 3,000 things that Chris Christie had to say.
The President of the United States came and offered help for the people that I'm sworn to represent. And I accept his help and I accept his goodwill.
And he didn't stop there. He knew that a lot of conservatives, a lot of myth supporters are upset with him. Here's what he said about that.
There'll be some folks who will criticize me for complimenting him. Well, you know what? I speak the truth.
And so the president said, well, since you speak the truth, so should I.
At the top of my list, I have to say that Governor Christie, throughout this process, has been responsive. He's been aggressive in making sure that the state got out in front of this incredible storm. He has put his heart and soul into making sure that the people of New Jersey bounce back even stronger than before. So I just want to thank him.
Chris Christie and Barack Obama, BFFs.
Well,
you know that.
Sort of a mutual massage.
I mean this sincerely. It is the October surprise.
800-510-8255. Ann, listening in Lynchburg, Virginia, to the countdown. What do you think of that comment?
Well, let me say this.
I'm in the middle right now. I haven't voted. But I think Christie just had a little emotional expression, and it's gone too far. Nanny said a devastated situation with his state there. He was glad to see anyone to come in to offer some support. I don't like this attitude between the Republicans and the Democrats. Frankly, I'm sick and tired of Limbo and Hannity. They polarize this country with hate, and they use things like Precious Christie to say, oh, look at him. He sold out. Why don't they just say he sold out? No. He's a gentleman. He was upset. He never saw anything like this before. I understand it. I don't think he's sold out. He's a kind, loving man. So back off and let it go. If the state's going to have to take care of their own affairs from now on under Romney, let's see where we go, okay?
I'm with you, Ann. Thank you for the call. That was great. 800-510-8255. Here are our hosts, Mike Violette and Ken Altshuler, talking to Vic Ratner from, say that again, Doug, Vic Ratner from ABC, who's on the road with the Romney campaign this weekend.
Mitt Romney, through all of this, Vic, has certainly done what he can to tastefully and tactfully sort of work his way around Sandy without being critical of the president or anything like that. Today, back to the regular grind, or is there something different planned?
One of the new things that's different is at every rally, Governor Romney now appeals for contributions to the American Red Cross and flood relief organizations. A text to the American Red Cross sign flashes prominently at all the Romney rallies.
Today, what are the plans today, Vic?
Romney has pivoted from attacking President Obama and his policies to a kind of more statesman-like position in the last 5 days. The now standard stump speech that we're going into the final weekend with talks about Romney's vision of the future, doesn't even mention the president by name.
Long term, as the Romney camps kind of laid out the schedule up to and including next Tuesday,
there are always more requests for the candidate to come to here, come to get there in the final days than there's possibly time for. So, yes, Mitt Romney's going to have a much more ramped up schedule. At one point, we've got 4 states in one day. But he's also enlisted 100 Republican leaders to act as surrogates to appear for him in places that Mitt Romney can't get to, hasn't got time to get to.
800-510-8255. Here is Ken, a New Yorker, on Hurricane Sandy and climate change.
At first I was split, but I'm leaning more towards climate change because one thing that's different here in New York is that we don't have a lot of hurricanes like that. Like down south, they have a lot of, they're used to this kind of weather, but we're not. And more frequently, we've been having hurricanes and, you know, tornadoes and stuff like that. So I'm leaning more towards climate change, given that this is not just a random, it's not random, but it's a reoccurrence now.
800-510-8255. Actually, there's some more of your calls on hurricane and climate change that we might get to. Let's listen first, though, to host David Serrata talking to Michael Brown. Remember Good Job Brownie, the former director of FEMA, about the president reacting, quote-unquote, too quickly to the disaster.
You criticized President Obama's, or it I'll put it this way, it appears that you've criticized President Obama's handling.
Read the last word.
So,
wait a minute, actually, let's do this.
Yeah.
Before you read the Westward quote,
yeah,
let me give you the question that was asked of me.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
All right, good.
So, Mr. Brown, you have a lot of experience in terms of these disasters, and obviously this is coming in the middle of an election season. What are the political considerations that presidents go through when they are trying to decide how to respond, what to say, when to say it, et cetera?
Okay, so that was the question. All right, here was the answer, and there is an ellipsis in this answer, which whenever there's an ellipsis in a quote, be concerned about what it's eliding, if you will. So what's quoted in Westward is, quote, one thing he's going to be asked is, why did he jump on this so quickly and go back to D.C. so quickly when in, insert ellipsis, Benghazi, he went to Las Vegas, Brown says. Why was this so quick? At some point, somebody's going to ask that question. This is like the inverse of Benghazi. Okay, so this has been all over the blogs, all over the Internet as...
Right, the Hill's picked it up.
Yeah.
I've talked to Politico 2 or 3 times today.
And here's the context of which it was sent to me, which was that... you testified before the Senate that after Katrina, that the government, whether state, local, or even at times the federal government, didn't act as quickly as it needed to act. And how could you then criticize President Obama for acting, and of course the quotes are around, too quickly? So I've got to just ask you that. What do you mean by that? Was it out of context?
Yeah, I mean, the context of the article was, what are the political considerations for when and how a president acts or reacts? And my comment to, and I forget who the reporter was at Westword, it wasn't Michael Roberts, it was somebody I'd never heard of before. And my comment to them was, politically, he went out too soon. Because the storm hadn't made landfall yet, the news media was trying to decide whether it was going to be bad, not bad, in between, or whatever. And my point was, he should have waited till later, till he had more information about whether it was going to be really bad or not, as a political consideration.
All right, what about as a non-political consideration? Head of the government consideration.
As a non-political consideration, I don't think it makes any difference. Because as I went on to say, and I've also told Politico and the others, that what could be distracting about what the president did is that you should be paying attention to what the governors in particular, and to a lesser extent, the mayors, say to do. We had a situation occur in New Jersey where Chris Christie, who is, well, there he is on the television, goes out and says that everybody needs to evacuate. Here's the evacuation zone. It included some little town. I don't know if you knew of what the town was. I don't remember. And the mayor spoke up and contradicted him and said, no, you shouldn't evacuate. Well, guess what? Now they're trying to rescue people off that little barrier island, right, of that little town.
Okay, but
and the point being, the president should have just, he could have just made a comment while he was in Florida that says, yeah, you know, my FEMA director is on top of this, and we're going to do everything we can when states ask us to come in and help.
All right, so Brownie there didn't sound any smarter than he did when he was director of FEMA. He doesn't help the Republicans a lot. It's like wind, it's like chasing a gas in the wind with him. 800-510-8255. All right, before we move on to some more of the topics that are in the top 10 this week on the countdown, a couple of more callers. This is Chris in New Jersey, not the governor.
I think that Al Gore should take his inconvenient truth, and while he's at it, grab an inconvenient shovel and take it down to West Virginia and help them dig out from their inconvenient blizzard. He and the rest of the eco-Nazis, they blame it on global warming, and I think it's an act of God. You remember the flood in Noah's day? Well, it's an act of God. God did it. So maybe the answer to all this is, I noticed that the storm largely affected the liberal northeast. It's infested with liberals. Maybe we should have more civil unions and gay marriages. Maybe that'll help.
There's a genius for you. 800-510-8255. Okay, let's move from number four, just for a quick reference, because I think that's all it deserves. The essence of the continuing investigation into what happened in Benghazi. It's no matter how you slice this and dice this, the president, the administration, look just plain bad to just plain awful when it comes to this. Now, whether it surfaces much over the weekend in the politicking remains to be seen. The Democrats would like this off the front page. The Republicans would like to keep it there as well they might, because it wasn't the Obama administration's finest hour. Moving to number six when the countdown continues.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Maryland license number 0016985, Michigan license number 5.
Are you bogged down with high monthly credit card payments? Did you know that if you have as little as $2,000 in credit card debt, there's a company that can actually help reduce your monthly payments by as much as half? It's true. Credit Guard is pretty much the only debt relief company that can help you if you have as little as $2,000 or more of credit card debt. Credit Guard is a non-profit company that has helped tens of thousands of Americans reduce their monthly payments by up to half. Let Credit Guard help you. Even if you have as little as just $2,000 of debt, stop the worry. We can help. See how easy it is to qualify. Call Credit Guard for real help right now.
1-800-775-8111. That's 1-800-775-8111. Credit Guard will help you reduce your debt. Call 1-800-775-8111. That's 1-800-775-8111. Again, 1-800-775-8111. Call right now.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
800-510-8255. Fran's in Elmira, New York on Obama. Go ahead, ma'am.
Hi, I'd just like to say that Obama could be a good part-time president. He seems to make some decisions when necessary part of the time, and then he takes a day off on decisions that he should make when it's important. You know, it's like kicking a field goal when you're down 24 to nothing and there's 4 minutes left. Yeah, you can go for the short-term points, but you're not going to win the game.
Yeah, that was good. Excuse me for referring to you as a ma'am, sir. Fran, that's a good call. Here, number six has to do with the creation, possible creation, of the Secretary of Business. Here's a host, Bob Davis.
The president has proposed consolidating all federal commerce functions into one Secretary of Business. Is this a good idea? What might a Secretary of Business do? Who would you think should be the Secretary of Business? Or, in a second Obama administration, who would be the Secretary of Business, for example? The government, and this is my opinion, shouldn't have anything to do with business, but its influence in business is growing, and as it grows, one individual would have to coordinate that. That is the thinking. His idea is we have so many other functions that have to do with business, we're going to coordinate this into one, essentially one czar. would this help or hurt business? That's really the question. And it's being discussed sort of, you know, seriously as part of a feature of a second Obama administration. I think he thinks, well, the voters are upset about my handling of the business situation, so I'll just appoint someone to be in charge of that. That way, I can blame them when things go wrong, and I can say there'll be an investigation, and we can get rid of the business czar.
I would agree that this is how he thinks. He thinks that another layer of another bureaucrat, another layer of government, that's the answer.
Well, I can give you a bureaucratic reason for it.
Okay.
You know, the idea, and I read this actually in, what was the book? I can't remember the name of the book, but it was the first book by the guy that wrote The Osterman Weekend. What's that guy's name? What's the author of The Osterman Weekend? It was actually his first book in which he talks about bureaucracies in government. And one of the things that's been discussed is when a bureaucracy is not functioning, the idea in the government is that you create a bureaucratic function that does the same thing to compete with that organization.
Oh, interesting.
That way they have to compete and they become more efficient. Now, wait a minute. That's the idea. So this is the way Obama sees it because he is a student of this kind of thing.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Running through the top ten, number one, the hurricane, number two, Chris Christie, number three, climate change, four, presidential race, five, the Benghazi investigation, Secretary of Business proposal, number six, what's going on in Iran is number seven. Now at number eight, the continuing saga of Penn State. Here are hosts Sean Anderson and Hillary Howard talking to legal analyst Andrew Cohen about more Penn State officials being charged in the sex abuse scandal.
A lot of people have been waiting for this shoe to drop for a while. What did the attorney general say about Spanier and his role in this?
Yeah, I think so, right? I think after the Sandusky conviction, after the Lewis Free report that was so critical of these guys, these defendants now, including Spanier, the Free report, which was that investigation done by Penn State that basically was very incriminating towards these folks. They allegedly had this information that something was going on with Jerry Sandusky. They didn't take the kind of conduct you're supposed to take in that situation under Pennsylvania law, and now they're going to have to face likely a jury. When you have a combination of a very broad law, which Pennsylvania has on this, and you have this report done by Louis Free, of all people, the former head of the FBI, you're in a pretty strong spot as a prosecutor.
What does the defense say about this?
Well, the defense says that if the government's going to try, the state's going to try to win the case on the Louis Free report, it's going to lose because the Louis Free report necessarily wasn't complete. It didn't have all the information. And there's going to be this defense that basically says, look, whatever we knew, we didn't know enough specifics to trigger the obligations under the Pennsylvania law that prosecutors say we have. I don't know if it helps or hurts the fact that all three of these defendants now are in the same boat, the same charges. It'll be interesting to see if they're tried together or separate. rapidly. There's a lot of little issues that have to be resolved before this case gets closer to trial.
Now, Jerry Sandusky was recently sentenced to between 30 and 60 years in prison. What kind of sentences could these men face if they're found guilty?
Yeah, nothing along those lines. I mean, these men are not convicted of basically of rape. But you are looking at significant time. If they're convicted of all these things, you're looking at a few years anyway. We're a long way from that. I think it's going to be very interesting to see how the Penn State angle plays in. These folks are going to basically say, we were layers above this. We didn't have the initial responsibility, and it's going to be interesting to see how it's all framed before the jury if it gets that far.
All right. So that's number eight. That's kind of a surprise out of left field, right? At least as far as timing is concerned. Here's another item out of left field. Walt Disney has bought Lucasfilm. It's number nine this week in the countdown. Here are host John Hines and one of his colleagues talking about the big business news of the week.
Big news in business. Huge news in business. That Disney is buying Lucasfilm for more than $4 billion. Billion with a B. Billion with a B. That's a lot of money. And they're going to release a seventh movie with the working title of, get this, Episode 7, set for release in 2015. And then 8 and 9 will follow. Some people are a little honked off about this. Like, don't be messing with Star Wars. The other side of it is, after the last batch of Star Wars movies, there are some who say, how bad could they screw it up? Here's what Lucas had to say. For the past 35 years, one of my greatest pleasures has been to see Star Wars passed from one generation to the next. It's now time for me to pass Star Wars on to a new generation of filmmakers. I've always believed that Star Wars could live beyond me, and I thought it was important to set up the transition during my lifetime. Gosh, I hope he's not sick. He did say, after Episode 6, I can't recall which one that was, that he was done with Star Wars, that he would not do another Star Wars movie. And being true to that, he's not.
All right, let's get to number 10 this week, and that's the discussion of the World Series on Sports Talk Radio as well as General Talk Radio. Here's host Mitch Albom talking to the manager of the Detroit Tigers, Jim Leland, about getting swept by the Giants.
Does it feel, now that, you know, there's no game tonight or whatever, it's over, that, wow, that was fast? Like, what just happened?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, it's amazing, but it was like the last two series were like the extreme. It was unbelievable, really. I would have never guessed that we'd have swept the Yankees in four. That went fast. And I would have never guessed that the Giants would have swept us in four. That went real fast. So it was almost like the first series, you know, went five games. So went right to the max. But the last two, it was like a blur and they were over.
Yeah. And you had as much time off as you spent in either one of those two series.
Yeah, we actually did. You know, and that, you know, obviously probably didn't help us. But we... You know, we did everything we could. We had the games with our minor league kids. Our hitters faced our pitchers. And, you know, basically when we got to the World Series, you know, our offense just was shut down by a good pitching staff and a great bullpen.
Well, that's going to be the great question of this series, I'm sure, as people debate it. Were they that good pitching, or did you guys just hit one of those slumps where nothing was working?
Well, I think probably a combination. I think their starters were good. I don't think they were great, but they were good.
All right, so that's it, a wrap on the top 10 items this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.